Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we didn't know better, our second lesson for this evening might have sounded straight out of one of the epistles of St. Paul. It is so clearly and evidently about Jesus Christ and his passion that it sounds like something straight out of the New Testament. But the fact is that the entire Old Testament all prophesies about Jesus. The whole Bible, all theology is all about Jesus. Christ is the fulfillment of the Old Covenant. He is the man of sorrows who was acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted, just as we just sang. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Those words are written about you and me. Those words are written about all who would turn to Jesus Christ and believe that he is God in the flesh. The same God who was the Word that created all things came down for this purpose. St. Luke gives us a few more details about our Lord's passion that we haven't heard yet in Matthew and Mark. We see that he stops to give words of comfort to the women who had been following him, the women who are weeping. And he says to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children, for indeed the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, and the breasts which never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry?" If they will do these sorts of things when God is present in the flesh, just wait until he is departed. The fact is that Jerusalem would crumble. It would be wiped out. It would be destroyed for its rejection of Jesus Christ. And in those days, things got so terrible that it would have been better to be barren. It would have been better to be childless than what all of those children and pregnant women had to endure. As Jesus goes to his cross, rather than yelling things back at them like we hear in our current day, he instead cries out to his Father and he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Can you imagine to live a life of forgiveness like that? That in the middle of them killing you, you cry out, "Please forgive them. I forgive you." St. Luke also tells us about the forgiveness that Jesus gives to the thief on the cross. From Matthew and Mark, we see both of them jeering at Jesus, both of them mocking Jesus. But in St. Luke's gospel, we see that one rebukes the other. Does this mean that the gospels do not agree? That surely enough, these aren't the inspired word of God? Of course not. What this means is that one of the thieves, who had at once jeered at Jesus and mocked him, now came to see, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus is who he says he is. That he is the only hope of salvation for that man. And so that man cries out, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus says to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." right there while Jesus is on his cross, as he has asked the Father to forgive those who have crucified, he has now told the man who had just momentarily ago mocked him that his sins are forgiven and that he will be with him in paradise. There are some church bodies that take a look at this and see, you don't need to be baptized. The thief on the cross didn't come down from the cross and was baptized, and he got to enter heaven. And of course, we have a couple of responses to that. The thief on the cross is nailed to a cross. He can't get down at that moment and be baptized. Also, Jesus has not instituted baptism as a commandment yet, for he would do that right before he ascends 40 days after his resurrection. And also, he's Jesus. He made the rules, and if he so chooses, he can make an exception to the rules. Jesus had mercy. Jesus had mercy even in the throes of death, and he has mercy on each and every one of us. He looks at us who deserve what he gets, and he says, I love you. I've done this all for you. Follow me. Repent and believe. And at the last day, you will be with me in paradise. The church sings. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis the Word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.